Thank you very much. And I think it's a very interesting observation that France both receives those seeking asylum as well as assisting countries, in particular Niger, in the legal standards and the technical needs to support those asylum systems. You mentioned in particular training, and it is interesting that when people are trained, again, the numbers of those achieving a recognition of refugee status tends to go up when you have people who understand the context and who are properly advised. So thank you very much for that Niger-France example. And now we move to the last of our examples from Switzerland, our host. And we begin with Monsieur Rémy Mounien-Kindi, who is the legal advisor, the coordination unit system for the State Secretariat for Migration. And he's a member of the SEM Internal Working Group on Legal Aid. So we're moving to a very different aspect of the problem, and that is how to ensure proper legal advice when people are seeking asylum. In March this year, the Swiss made a major legislative and organizational reform of their asylum systems and restructured the system, a key element of which was to ensure free legal advice and representation for asylum seekers by mandated NGOs from the very beginning of the procedure. I wonder if you could begin by explaining how this system of free legal representation during the asylum process actually works. And does Switzerland commit itself to this sort of partnership between asylum authorities and NGO legal representatives in the future?